Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Imagine writer Kathleen Norris just having moved from New York City to Lemmon, South Dakota, population 1600, the town of her grandmother's birth. Imagine writer Norris having been hired as a visiting poet in the grade schools there, probably about the size of some of the grade schools here. Now imagine a late October day, much like this one, in which Norris is in a third grade classroom, just having asked the third graders to write a poem about their lives. Norris walks down the aisles of desks as the children write, while outside dry dead leaves fall down from the trees. As she walks, she glances down and sees the first line of one little girl's poem written in her third grade scrawl. It reads, "When my third snail died, I said, I'm through with snails." As Norris walks on by the little girl's desk, she thinks to herself, "Here I am, away from all that I have known, in a dying school, in a dying town, in a month in which the world again appears to be dying. Here I am, teaching poetry to third graders." All at once, the little girl whose poem she read earlier calls to Norris, calls her over to look again now at her finished work. And this is how the poem now reads. "When my third snail died, I said, I'm through with snails, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. When my third snail died, I said, I'm through with snails. When things got difficult at work, I said, I'm through with my job. When my child disappointed me, I said, I'm through with my son or my daughter. When my friend let me down one more time, I said, I'm through with friendship. When things got challenging at church, I said, I'm through with church. When it became frustrating to work with people that we wanted justice for or wanted peace for, I said, I'm through with doing that kind of work forever. When things got difficult or sad or overwhelming, I said, I'm through with life. But somewhere deep within us, somewhere far above us, a voice cries out to us, Melissa or David or Jonathan or Hillary or Mary, come out. Come back from being through with your family, through with your work, through with trying to do a good thing in the world, through with your church, or even through with your life. Come out of the tomb of isolation, disappointment, or despair. Come out of the tomb along the same path you followed as when you went from death to life through the waters of your baptism. Come out and return to the imperfect, raggedy land of the living, where, yes, there is still pain and frustration and confusion, but where there is also food and drink and light and people to help you, people to unbind you and to set you free." Some people hear the story of the raising of Lazarus in John's gospel, appointed for All Saints. Every 3 years we get this, and some people throw up their hands. Why is it about All Saints? Some people hear this story and think about it being about life after physical death, because, of course, we remember those who have died during this time of All Hallows' Eve, All Saints, and All Souls. After all, they reason, Jesus calls Lazarus out of his tomb and brings him back to life. This story must be all about the power of God in Christ to raise all of us from the dead to eternal life. And by that they mean afterlife. But for me and for many others, this is not the primary lens through which either the story of the raising of Lazarus or the Feast of All Saints should be viewed. No. Instead of the story and the feast day being about life after death, I believe that the story and the feast day are all about life after life after life. Life in Christ, the way of living that begins for us and for all the saints in baptism, is about giving ourselves over to a rhythm of moving from death to life, from captivity to freedom, from isolation to community on a daily basis. At the center of this is the kind of experience that little third grader articulated in Kathleen Norris's classroom so many years ago now. Things happen to us, and we decide that we're through with people, activities, and even entire dimensions of our lives. But our God, the God we profess to believe in, that we trust, will not leave us, refuses to leave us isolated and bound up in a tomb created either by unfortunate things to happen to us or by our deciding that we are through with things. No, our God, whose life is fully expressed in Christ Jesus, calls us out again and again to return to the very life that our God chose to live. That is the God, the life of being a human being, with all of its frustrations, with all of its imperfect people surrounded, with all of the community and the way things go along. Wrong. Our God, God in Christ, calls us to return to that kind of way of living. Today, on this parish's named feast day, the Feast of All Saints, we will be confirming and receiving 5 people. That's a huge number for a parish this size. 5 people. Huge parishes would be grateful to have that many. Here we have 5 people. We're receiving and confirming them within the Anglican Church of Canada. In this liturgy, we will not be imparting something entirely new and different to these 5, as if we're giving them something they don't already have. Instead, we will be praying that they will be strengthened to become who they already are, saints of God, baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This baptismal identity means that nothing will ever separate them from the love of God, not even death, or from the great family that is the communion of saints, and that's who we celebrate today. But it also means that they will continue to give themselves over to life after life after life, to come out of any tomb that would isolate them or bind them up, and to return and embrace the real lives, the real circumstances, the real church, and the real people that God has given them. Amen.